constant and consistent reminder of our historical journey in America. And being declassified from the human race and then brought down to a lower race that symbolized color. When we talk black, white, mulatto, he did not want us to be classified in these racial categories, but to be elevated back to the human race, where there was only one race, and that was called human. As he said in his famous speech, the Negro finds himself a slave in his own land. That means that, you know, we have been consistently and constantly fighting, whether it be from Frederick Douglass, his writings, whether it be from W.E.B. Du Bois, his writings, John Henry Clark on the African writings, again, Drew Ali, speaking about the Moorish history here in the United States of America. You know, these things that were talked about were just reminders of who we were in the past and what our fight has been in this country. We did not want to be called Negro. We did not want to be called a color. Dr. Martin Luther King said he did not want to be judged by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. So our believing in this concept of race that did not exist, that we still govern, educate, and believe in this concept of race, has put us all into racial categories of color, black, white, red, blue, yellow. And Sean Powell had, you know, he had Nelson Mandela, a picture, a book, you know, he just saw on the screen. I got Mandela sitting, you know, behind me on the screen. You know, this system of apartheid, a color-coded caste system of race, is what Martin Luther King and all the other historians have been fighting for, to get us out of these classifications and elevate us back to one race, and that's called the human race.
In the case of the United States of America, it was reorganized with a new corporate legal status. Franklin Roosevelt was part and parcel of the entire plan when he abolished the gold standard and created the New Deal. Federal Reserve notes were then issues in place of gold-backed currency. The Great Seal of the Moors was used on back of those notes. People behind the Geneva conferences were so concerned about any potential boomerangs from the Moorish issue that they began a full-barreled character assassination of Moorish heritage. The most flagrant example of this was when two master masons put together the infamous Amos and Andy show, and it became the first nationally syndicated radio show in history. It was deliberately designed to spoof the Moorish Science Temple by lampooning them as the mystic order of the Knights of the Sea, and callously referred to them as sardines. From one perspective, this can be viewed as funny, especially when you consider that the dignitaries were given titles such as Swordfish, the Mackerel, and the Kingfish. On the other hand, it was a deliberate and malicious act of intent designed to portray any Moor as the laughable example of what could be termed the lowest common denominator. Not long after Amos and Andy had his national debut, Drew Ali was arrested and mysteriously died. Book by Peter Moon, The Montauk Book of the Dead, in 2005. At the current time, the door to Moorish mysteries is opening far and wide. The age of Pisces is at an end, and the Moors are coming to receive their inheritance. Drew Ali instigated this process when he returned to America and released a publication known as the Circle 7 Quran. While Drew Ali did not deliver the concise formula as we clearly delineated in Synchronicity and the Seventh Seal, he represented the energy and was the energy of such. Drew Ali was very much a part of the mythos and reality that enabled me to write that book. What Drew Ali wrote was geared towards a format that would be accepted by his people at that particular time. It apparently worked quite well. When the Moorish science reached its peak in 1929, it was on the heels of the greatest but most dangerous discoveries Drew Ali ever made. In 1928, Ali attended a Pan-American conference in Havana, Cuba, where he enjoyed broad recognition from a host of other countries. They were, of course, recognizing his sovereign status as a Moorish national who was representing the ancient empire of Amexum. Keep in mind that the other countries had no reason to fear Drew Ali or what he represented. It was at this conference, however, that he received a document which was to change the face of Moorish science forever and would eventually lead to what is known as the Great Schism. That is the name a Moorish community uses to refer to the dispersal of Moorish science into different groups. Now, the document Drew Ali received was a copy of a mandate whereby the Amexum Empire extended a land grant of the entire Western Hemisphere to certain Europeans. I have not yet seen the document, and its exact contents are highly mysterious, yet its ramifications literally turned the United States of America upside down. It leased America to a certain party for a particular number of years, not unlike the way China leased Hong Kong to Great Britain. And the lease was up in 2004.